BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
So had Miranda booked the table?
She says not.
One of you must have.
I booked it, yes, but only for one.
Well, then it must have been Miranda adding her name.
No, Lillian, devious as she is, I'm inclined to believe her over this.
Well, then it's a mystery.
I blame Bragg.
What did you talk about?
Well, he was keen to give me a lecture on artificial intelligence.
Miranda. You and Miranda. What did you two talk about?
Oh...
Or did you just sit there in stony silence?
Oh, more or less we did, yes. She made a few snide remarks, which, on the whole, I chose to ignore.
Well, all very strange.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stop thinking about it if I were you.
Yes, yes, you're probably right.
So, what's the plan today?
I'm driving you to Felpersham.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of that bit.
Then I come back to Netherbourne for a meeting.
About?
About none of your business.
About the BL land used by the Rewilders? Isn't it?
No, I'm not at liberty to say it.
I wish you wouldn't pursue this, though, Justin. You're like a dog with a bone, and it's just not worth it. BL hasn't missed that bit of land for the last 5 years, and they won't miss it for the next five. And they'd listen to you if you spoke up about it.
I will do what's best.
For whom?
We're only talking about it today. Then I'm driving back to Felpersham to drag you away from the shops. That is, if you want to...
Oh, look, 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 look! Slow down, Justin, slow down.
What is it?
Woman, by the roadside.
Oh, hitchhiker?
No, I don't think so. She's got a wheelie case.
Meaning?
You don't go hitching with a case like that. Anyway, she looks upset. Look, you have to stop. She's seen us slow down now.
Well, she can see us speed up again.
Justin? Justin!
Emma! Can you get that? I'm not supposed to be here.
All right, I'm coming.
I've got 10 minutes to get to Hollerton.
Oh, go on then, get a move on.
Right, I should be back by lunchtime.
Go!
Okay, bye!
Emma speaking, how can I help?
My name's Byron. Could I speak to Ed Grundy, please?
Oh, you've just missed him, I'm afraid. Can I take a message?
I was talking to him about a job.
A tree job, would that be?
A eucalyptus, yes. Outgrowing the garden.
Oh, well, as I say, Ed won't be back till lunchtime.
Right, that's
but
a shame.
We could send someone else out this morning, though, and give you an estimate.
Someone else?
Me, basically. I'm his business partner. I could come and survey things for you, if you like.
You're still here?
And what?
Still by the roadside. I passed you earlier.
Yes, I saw you. I thought you were slowing down for me.
Are you waiting for someone?
What, waiting here?
Well, I don't know, do I?
Middle of nowhere, backside of oblivion.
No, all right.
No, wait. Oh, please.
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a horrible day. I didn't mean to sound off. I just need to make a call. I've lost my phone.
Oh, I see.
I don't suppose...
But borrow my phone?
Just for 2 minutes.
Nope. No, I don't do that with my phone. Where are you going?
Ambridge. Do you know it?
I know where it is.
And might you be heading roughly in that direction?
No.
I think it should come down, yeah, to be on the safe side.
Too close to the house.
And eucalyptus roots really spread, yeah. I can get you an estimate by midday tomorrow.
Brilliant.
And then see what you think. No obligation. Sorry if I was a bit short on the phone.
Short?
I didn't realise who I was talking to. I mean an MP and everything.
Would it make a difference?
What? Well, no, not really.
Good.
It's just, you know, an MP. Ed never said.
I'm just a customer. You work for me, in other ways I work for you.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It works both ways.
How'd you actually find out about us?
At the fun run.
The fun run?
In Borchester yesterday. Ed approached me with his brother.
With Will, did he?
Not the recommended way of getting in touch, but I can completely understand why they did it that way.
Yeah, Yeah, of course.
No, I got the train to Felbersham. There is a closer station, but I don't like too many changes, do you?
I don't travel by train if I can avoid it.
Oh, I love it, when it works.
But today it didn't.
No, the train was fine, it wasn't that. Only I got a cab from Felbersham and we were spinning along. It was all going to plan. And I checked my bag to get my phone so I could let my daughter know I was on my way. And it wasn't there, nor was my purse. Oh, well, my heart went cold, you know that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
So I told the driver, and he didn't believe me. He thought I was trying it on, and, well, someone had done that to him a day or so ago. So he stopped the car, pretty much bungled me out, middle of nowhere.
Oh, not very chivalrous of him.
No.
Oh, you should put in a complaint.
You know, I might do that. I'm Megan, by the way.
Hello, Megan.
I'm visiting my daughter, did I say?
You did?
Yeah, to cheer her up.
Oh?
You're probably wondering why she needs cheering up.
Well, not particularly.
No, she runs this business, see, and it's all gone a bit wobbly. She's worried it's not going to pull through.
Well, it's pretty unforgiving out there in the business world. It's dog eat dog.
I suppose so.
Dog eat dog. Tell her so from me.
I will.
People will block your way if you let them. You have to be ruthless.
I don't think that's quite her.
Well, it'll have to be, though, if she wants to turn any kind of profit.
She says she's not specially interested in making money. That's not the main thing.
No wonder it's wobbling. What sort of business is it that doesn't want to make money?
Rewilding.
Rewilding?
Looking after nature, things like that. Helping nature look after itself is what she says. Kirsty's always been interested in nature. Are you from round here? You're local, are you? Because, well, if you are, you might know of her. Kirsty Miller? She's been in the local papers with this.
No, I don't know her.
And her business partner, Rex?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, they had these important backers, and they're about to pull out. And Kirsty thinks that could be the last straw. You know, knock-on effect, end of the whole project.
So she'll have to make other plans.
She doesn't know what, though. This has all been a bit sudden. She's talking of leaving Ambridge.
Leaving?
What worries her most, though, is the long-term effect on the local environment. And wildlife. And people, in fact. Well, not much I can do about that. But I can come down and cheer her up. Or try to. Flying visit to make her feel better.
Yes.
Hope it works. It's not like Kirsty to get down in the dumps.
Well, we're in Ambridge now.
Oh, yes.
Just by the pub, you said?
Yes, that's good. Thank you so much.
Well, there you are. Forgive me not getting out.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I have to get back to Felpersham Sharpies. Your handbag?
Yeah, no, it's all here. Case, bag, all present. Except purse and phone.
Well, I can't help with those, I'm afraid.
No, you've been very kind.
Oh, I couldn't very well leave you there, could I?
There are some who would.
Well, I'm not one of them.
I suspect you've also missed your meeting because of me.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Have you?
No, it's easily reinstated if I've missed it. Bye-bye, Megan. Good luck with the cheering up. Bye.
Just a minute. I didn't catch your name.
So you did actually know she was an MP?
But I think maybe I did, yeah.
But you never thought to tell me?
No, well, I sort of forgot.
An MP, though?
Honestly, Em, it's not a big deal. She's another customer, that's all.
Another customer? You just met by chance?
By chance, yeah. Emma, what is this?
I'm just trying to work out what it is you're not telling me.
Nothing. There's nothing to tell.
You were with Will?
What?
Will was with you when you saw this woman. She said he was.
So?
Down the pub, you told me.
Yeah, well...
And that's so where you bumped into her, is it? In the ball? Is that where this MP goes?
Was that what she said?
What she said was she's going to try her best for us. For you and me. And I didn't know what she was talking about. It's to do with George, isn't it? Ed? I have to know the truth. I cannot cope with this if I know there's something going on and no one's telling me what it is.
But if you don't know...
What?
If you don't know in the first place, if you don't know that something's wrong...
What do you mean?
I just... Look, I wanted to keep this from you till it was sorted out. I don't want you to know. Not if it's going to hurt you.
Ed, what is it?
Okay, Will and me, we went to see the MP, yeah?
Why?
To find out if we could get George moved.
Moved? Why?
Because we don't want him staying in that place.
But he's all right, though.
No.
Brad said he was all right.
But what...
Didn't he?
What if he's not, though? What if that row that we heard over the phone the other week, what if that's what it's like all the time for George?
What are you saying?
What if he feels like he's in danger all the time?
No, Brad told me. He said it wasn't like that. He said things have improved.
He told us what George wanted us to know because he's scared to ask for help.
No,
because
no.
If he breathes a word of what's going on, he's terrified they're going to come for him. And
is that what's happening?
No,
they're
no.
coming for him. You're not saying. Please don't say that.
No, no. They've done some nasty things. I mean, it's intimidation because he's the new boy, bullying basically. But we'll get him moved out before anything bad happens.
You promise me?
I swear it. Brad said that he was having a bad time. And he was scared of saying anything, of complaining in case they came back at him. But if he's moved out...
Then they won't be able to get at him.
Yeah, that's right. I've been thinking all this through, Emma, trying to sort something out.
This MP woman, you reckon she's going to help?
There's every chance. Look, you're seeing George on Thursday, ain't you?
Yeah. I've had the email for me and for Will.
Then that could help. You could let him know that we're doing our best for him.
Yeah. I just need to see him, Ed.
You can get a picture of how things really are with him, and then we can report that back to Sarah Byron.
Maybe. We can tell George things are changing. We're getting him to a better environment.
Yeah, put his mind at rest. Give him hope.
A safer place.
Oh, sorry, darling. Am I terribly late?
Hardly at all.
Oh, every shop was thronged.
Really?
Now, how was your meeting?
Dull, you can imagine.
Dull? You stitch up rewilding and Anne Rich, and you call that dull?
Don't start.
I'm not starting. I'm simply trying to find out what's happening to Mum's investment.
A private, confidential meeting?
Because that's what we're talking about, the fate of the rewilders as invested in by Mum.
I am not talking about it.
Well, I can ask, can't I?
Yeah, you can ask.
And?
And I can tell you this much completely truthfully, the matter remains undecided.